Thank you for calling Provider Network Management at Geisinger Health Plan. Please listen carefully as our options have recently changed. To reach a customer service representative, please press 1. To reach medical management, please press 2. To reach your account manager for the Provider Network Management contracting team, please press 3. To reach your account manager for the...
Wait while I transfer your call.
Welcome to Geisinger Health Plan's customer service. If you are experiencing a life-threatening medical or behavioral health emergency, hang up and dial 911. If you are experiencing a non-life-threatening emergency or behavioral health crisis, please go to your nearest emergency department or behavioral crisis unit.
Para obtener información en español, presione 1. First, tell me if you're a member, a provider, or other.
Provider.
Thank you. Would you like to use our self-service?
Yes
or no?
Welcome to Geisinger Health Plan's customer service for providers. If you are a provider calling about a GHC family Medicaid account, press 4 now. If you are calling about general claim status, press 1. If you are calling about claim...
To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for calling Geisinger. My name is Samantha. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. This is Smith, MIT. Last initial is PP, as in Papa. Calling from the provider's office regarding the general claim status.
Of course. Can I just get a good callback number, please?
Sure, that would be 301-708-0012. It's a direct line number.
And the NPI?
Sorry, what you said?
The NPI number.
Okay, so that would be 14-277-42238.
And the facility name and address?
Gates Physician Services. And the address is 2525 9th Avenue Suite 2B, Altona, in the state of Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 16602-2014.
And have you or a coworker previously called for this claim?
No.
All right, and what is the member ID?
200-835-63401.
And their name and date of birth?
Bryce Farino. And the date of birth is August 16, 2002.
All right. And what is going to be the date of service?
June 23, 2025.
And the bill amount?
Only $42.
All right. One moment.
Okay. Take your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, yes. So we received this claim on July 4th of 2025 under the claim number of 406-729-91100. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
This claim was rejected and voided on the same date that we received it due to the report servicing provider, Colleen Kelly, is a non-credentialed provider. So you will have to resubmit as a fresh claim under the supervising physician's name.
Okay, and can you just confirm the voided date?
7-4 of 2025, the same date that we received it.
Okay, perfect. So may I know the reference number for this patient?
The call reference number is going to be 23315983.
Okay, and can you spell out your good name?
Yes, it's Samantha. It's S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A.
And what's the first initial of your last name?
V as in Victor.
Okay, perfect. Now can we move to the next patient?
Yes, what is the next member's ID?
That would be 20094652811.
Their name and date of birth?
Sean Davis, and the date of birth is December 28, 1977.
And the date of service?
June 24, 2025.
You said January 24th of 2025?
No, June. It's 06242025.
6/24 of 2025.
Yes.
And the bill amount?
$241.82.
Would you mind confirming their ID number?
Sure, that would be...
Okay.
Yeah. It's 20094652811.
Okay, yes. So we do not have a claim on file for that data service in amount, and that could be because you are missing a number in their member ID. So it is, instead of ending in 5281, it is 52801. But unfortunately, we do not have a claim for that data service nor amount.
Okay, so give me just 1 minute to find out the correct member ID. Okay, so now I have the correct member ID. May I give you that?
It's ending in 801, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, I do have the member pulled up, but like I said, if you submit it with an incorrect member ID, it would not allow the claim to process through, and there is no claim on file for this member for that data service in amount.
Okay, so we need to refile claim with the correct member ID, right?
Correct.
Okay, just a second. Okay, may I know the reference number for this patient? Okay, now can we move to the last patient?
Yes, we can go on to the last member. What is going to be their member ID number?
That would be 20065906703.
And their name and date of birth?
Lauren Fiore. And the date of birth is July 10, 1996.
And what is the date of service?
June 24, 2025. For the $42. Okay.
All right, yes. So we received this claim on 7-4 of 25 under the claim number 406-730-67-1700. This claim was voided and rejected on the same date that we received it of July 4th due for calling Kelly is a non-credentialed provider, and you need to resubmit as a fresh claim under the supervising physician's name.
Okay, may I know the reference number?
Our last call reference is going to be 2331-6013.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's all for the day. Thank you so much, Samantha, for helping me out. You have a good day. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye now.